はい、皆さんこんにちは。ちょっと待って、ダメだ。はい、皆さんこんにちは。フライシャンより香りがお送りしておりますラジムレイディオ、5月の第1週の分が始まりました。いかがお過ごしでしょうか。やかましい電柱が今日ここにいるんですけど、いつもそうこのジングルを流すときに必ずあの秋吉さんがね踊るんですよ。なんかよくわかんないんですけど多分こう盛り上げてくれるために踊るんですけど、今日はゲストの方もついて3人がここで踊ってて、すごいやかましいんですけど、はい、まあ、誰がね登場するかは後のお楽しみなんですが、すごい楽しみにしているゲストがようやく迎えることができたなっていうゲストを、今日は迎えて話をしていきますので、楽しみにしていてください。ではもうこれ流しちゃったら分かるのかな、どうなんだろう。まあ新曲なのでちょっとあれかな、分かんないかもしれないけど、本日のゲストステレオタイプインクで 13th of November どうぞ。 Forget we will never the 13th of November the night people fell by the lot。フライジャムがお送りしておりますフライジャムレイディオ、1曲目お送りしましたのは本日のゲストステレオタイプインクで 13th of November でした。ではステレオタイプインクということで、もう聞いてらっしゃる方は分かるかもしれないんですけど、この方をお迎えしましょう。イヴァンです、よろしくお願いします。 Welcome Finally
Yes
Finally. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Finally here. I feel great. almost as nervous as you.
I'm not nervous anymore.
Not anymore.
I think it's because of Japanese.
Yeah. We broke the ice. So now it's okay. Yeah, I feel great. Thanks for having me.
Oh.
Finally, you're
finally,
on the,
yeah.
Famous Fly Jam radio.
But that is true in like a different 45 different countries, like people listen to this radio show now, so.
Yeah. And you have one frequent listener in Salt Lake City.
Yes, it's you.
It is me, yes, yes.
So maybe you can introduce yourself, I think.
Yes, okay, I could do that.
Yeah.
As you already mentioned, my name is Ivan and I am from Salt Lake City. And I play bass for Stereotype Inc., a band out of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally from Serbia, but I've been living in the United States for many years now. And yeah, that's where I'm based, and that's where I play music, and that's where I listen to your show.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's me.
Thank you so much. So, イヴァンなんですけども、だいぶ前からですね、実は、フラジャムレディオの中でも何回か、曲を紹介させていただいているステレオタイプインクという、アメリカのソルトレイクシティがベースの、バンドでベースを弾いてくれている方です。出会いとかも、まあ、これもちょっと後で話す感じになると思うんですけど、彼自身は、スロベニアが出身なんですけど、アメリカに、まあ、何年か前に引っ越してきて、今はアメリカに住んでて、で今回その日本に、トリップで来ているということで、ずっとこのラジオすごい本当にあの多分スタートした時から聞き始めてくれてる人でずっと本当にファンでいてくれた方なのでもうすごいあの出れて嬉しいよというふうに言ってくれてます。
はい。
はい。はい。So maybe we can talk about how we met the first time.
Sure. Yeah. I can talk about that because. Off the air, we talked a little bit about how good my memory is and how well I remember things. So, you and I have a mutual friend, another Japanese musician who I met here before, and he invited me to an event that it so happened you organized. So I attended that event to see him, and that's where I met you.
Yeah.
And that was a couple of years ago now. And you and I stayed in touch all this time, and, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of we got connected through music and the work that you do. And that's how we met. And I still remember that event. You know, I was even asked to perform a little bit. And,
yeah.
And your boss was he joined the stage to perform with me. So
yeah.
it was a really pleasant experience. That's kind of how we met.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So, あの初めて会ったのがいつかみたいな話したんですけども、2年前のそう2月のね、16th party の時に。なんと来てくれてたんですよ。その時も彼の初めて日本にその旅行できた時で、その私たちのそのイベントに参加する前に日本で出会ったあのミュージシャンがいて、その彼がちょうどその、16th party で演奏するってなったので、じゃあ行くよみたいな感じで来たのが最初だったんですね。で、はい、その友達の演奏を見に来たのにやらされたっていう、演奏させられたっていうので。So, but I just, I thought because you were playing guitar, so I thought you were a guitarist or something.
I didn't
expect that you're a bassist.
Well, I guess all bassists start by playing the guitar.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, that's strange, because I don't know, usually you learn to play the guitar and then you switch over to the bass.
Yeah.
As we're talking, I'm going through my wallet, if you're wondering why.
Oh my God.
I still have your business card that you gave me 2 years ago.
It's changed now, you know? I don't use this one anymore.
This is vintage. This is a collectible item.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a collectible item. You know, I can sell this on eBay. In 5-10 years, when you become very famous, I'll sell this on eBay for thousands of dollars.
Well, you're going to sell it? You're
not going to keep it? No, I'm going to keep it, yeah. I'll what I'm going to do, I'm going to frame it, and I'll have you sign your autograph underneath it. and I'll put it on the wall of my room.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He brought this one to London, right?
Yes, I did.
Last year.
Yes, yes.
And you took a picture with a Tower Bridge with yes. my business card. Yeah. He gave that picture to me. Yeah,
yeah, because you like London so much, so yeah. I thought that you would be there in some way.
And he's like, you are here.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a way. It yes. says right here on this paper. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, back to your question, I guess. I do play the guitar. My dad plays the guitar, and that's how we picked it up. I have two older brothers who also play, and one of them happens to be in my band. He's the lead vocal and the lead guitarist as well. So as a kid, I started playing the guitar, and I actually I never played bass. I always sang in our former bands, but when I moved to the States and when we decided to create another band, I expected to sing again, but we were having a hard time finding a bassist. We found a drummer, my brother was playing the guitar, and my cousin, who also lives in America and is in a band with us, plays the guitar. So I just decided not to look for a bassist, but that I should probably start playing bass. Wow, and I fell in love with the instrument, and I would never switch back to the guitar. I love playing bass. It's a cool instrument, as you would know.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm bassist too.
Yeah, so that's my story of playing bass.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. So, その60th party で出会った時にピンクフロイドの曲をギターで一人で歌ってくれたんですけど、だからギタリストと最初私が思って、でも実はベーシストなんだよねっていう話をしてて、したらその初めて出会った時に私が渡したビジネスカードを実は彼が今も持ってて、ずっとなんか財布に入れてくれてて、
はい、
で、まあ、これはなんか将来まあ私が有名になったらプレミアつくから売り飛ばすとかいう話したんですけどでもまあ売るんだみたいな感じで言ったら、今いやまあちょっとフレーム、あのなんだっけ、額縁に入れて部屋に飾るよって言って、まあそれいいんですけどで、まあ、そのまあベーシストの話になって、もともとお父さんがギターを弾く方だったので、その自分の母国にいる時っていうのはずっとギターを弾いてたと。で、アメリカに引っ越してアメリカでそのバンドを始めようとなった時にベーシストを探せなかったということで、まあ、そのお兄ちゃんと一緒にバンドやってるんですけど、お兄ちゃんもギター弾くし、で歌もずっとやってたんだけど、まあ、歌がじゃなくてベーシストが必要ってなって、それでまあ元々ギタリストだったんだけどもベーシストとして、なんていうんですか、変わったんだけど、そしたらもう結構ベースにすごいハマっちゃって、今は全然ギター弾くつもりはないし、もうずっとベーシストでやっていくつもりでいるよという話です。 So I need to play today seconds.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. ということで、じゃあ2曲目こちらお送りします。ステレオタイプインクでハートランド、どうぞ。
Evil overlords, we were born without a soul. headlines, this is the best time in human history to be born. Hundreds of millions of human beings.
フライジャムがお送りしておりますフライジャムレイディオ。現在お聞きいただいておりますのは本日のゲスト、ステレオタイプインクでハートランドです。So, です。そうですね。So, it's good to have you here this time, and it's because you came to Japan as a trip.
Yes.
So why this happened?
Why did I come back to Japan?
Yeah.
Why? I know you don't understand that. You know, to you, it doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody want to come back to Japan?
Why?
I'll explain it to you now. There are other people in this world who actually enjoy Japan. unlike you.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my third time in Japan. And I like it, you know, it's a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I see it differently than you do. You're used to it, I'm not.
Mm.
So everything here for me is new, and new in a different way. I've seen new before, and I had that opportunity in my life to travel and see different countries. But Japan just impressed me like no other country, and I guess it's because it's so different from anything I've seen in my life. It's such a different culture, so opposite from everything that I know. And then I have this kind of affinity towards big cities and I guess urban areas, but there's always a downside to being in a big city, which is the chaos, a lot of people, not very organized and whatever. So that's not necessarily the case in Tokyo. You know, Japanese culture being so organized and disciplined.
Mm.
So being in Tokyo, you don't necessarily feel that hustle and bustle in the way that you feel in other cities. Everybody's so polite and organized and you know, they stand in lines and they're conscious of people that surround them. So that was a big surprise to me. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, all societies in a way are organized, right? But I've never seen a society as organized as Japanese. I know you have your opinion about that, and there are constraints about that too, you know, and like lack of freedom and individualism and everything. And I can see that definitely. But for me, you know, I was brought up in a culture where, you know, as an individual and I guess emphasis on individualism. So I'm already like a developed person, right? So that doesn't really bother me because I already have this sense of individualism. So coming to a place like this where things are organized a little bit different, it's just kind of stimulating to me in a way that I haven't experienced before. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I guess nobody who comes to Tokyo or Japan in general is immune to that feeling. It's at least they say that it's just so different than anything they've ever experienced before. Either positively or negatively, doesn't matter, but nobody comes here and says, or at least most people, they come here and nobody says, oh, it was okay. You know, everybody's like, wow, that was different. So I guess that's why I like it.
Japan.
Yes.
Okay. So, このラジオショーに来ていただいたということなので、日本に来たチャンスがあったからこそ出ていただいているって感じなんですけど、なんで今回来たのみたいな話したら、行きたくない、日本に行きたくないと思うやつはいないと。で、私はいつもこの番組で結構は、アンチジャパニーズな感じになってるので、なんかこう、君はもしかしたら私はね、そう、日本嫌いかもしれないけど、そうじゃない人は世の中にたくさんいるんだよっていうふうに言われたんですけど、特に本当に、私からしたヨーロッパのカルチャーとかもそうだと思うんだけど、やっぱ違うんですよ、全然。自分が今まで経験してきたことと、いろんな国に行くチャンスが、今まであったわけだけども、いろんな国に行って、やっぱその日本、東京みたいなね、その、大きい都市に行ったりとかもあって、で、こう大体のその都市っていうのが、そのいいんだけども、なんとなくこう格差があって、やっぱもちろんすごいダメなところもあって、なんとなくこう、なんていうのかな、 すごいいいとこはいいんだけど悪いところの、その差が激しかったりとかっていうのがあって、あの大体の都市がそんな感じだったんだけど、東京に関しては本当どこに行ってもみんな優しいし、まあ、誠実だし、本当にあのなんだろうな、その各地方というか、その本当隅々まであの配慮が行き届いてるっていうイメージがある都市で、で本当にいろんな国をあの旅してきたけども、どこの国とも違う。で私は育ってきた国だから、あの香りにとっては育ってきた国だから何も面白いことないかもしれないけど、なんか、まあ、今まで自分が経験してた国とは全然やっぱ違うっていうところが面白くって、何度も何度も日本に来ちゃうっていう話を、はい、はい、してくれました。はい、
なんだろう
なんだろうなんだろう。You picked up that word. Nandaro.
That was the first Japanese word that I picked up.
Nandaro means like
how do you say it?
How to say it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can I say?
And the way I picked it up, you remember Ailo?
Ailo, yeah.
Yeah. So every time he would, his English was good, but every time he would speak English to me, and like when he would. Make a pause to get a word in English, he would say, Nandaro. And even though he was speaking English, he would say, Nandaro, Nandaro. And I'm like, what is Nandaro? And he's like, oh, how do you say? I was like, oh. He's like, well, it's kind of equivalent to how do you say. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Nandaro. All right.
Like, so that's how I picked it up. Yeah. Sometimes I say that. Even in Japanese, yeah, I say like Nandaro in this radio show. Yeah.
Nandaro.
Yeah. So you've been learning this new Japanese words this time, right?
I've been trying, yeah. I'm traveling with my friend Mikey, and the two of us have been kind of helping each other learn and kind of testing each other. Do you remember this phrase? Do you remember that phrase? So I guess that was a little bit easier because we get to practice on each other before we go and use it with actual Japanese people. So it's not too embarrassing when we say something like sumimasen or or whatever else. Daijoubu desu.
Daijoubu desu. Yeah, it's really
so, yeah, I'm trying. It's difficult, but it would be good to speak Japanese. That would be a big deal for me. I would definitely want to do that. So if I ever came here for an extended time period, I would commit to learning Japanese.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Well, you've been helping me so far, and
yeah,
I really appreciate
it. Yeah. Yeah, because you're a good learner. So you just copy what I say.
Yes, that's what I try.
Yeah. That's the best way to learn in language. So
yeah, and to be surrounded by people who speak the language and be exposed to it all the time. I mean, I had to learn English when I came to America. You know, I didn't speak English before I moved there.
Really?
So, no.
You didn't?
Not at all.
Didn't
yeah.
I was
19 years old, and throughout my high school and junior high, I actually studied German. And I can't speak a word of German. I mean, I can understand if I listen to him, I can actually recollect some. But I've never really spoken it, right? Yeah, when I came to America, I was just it was an overwhelming experience. And I had to pick it up. And the best way is to be surrounded by people who speak it and to use it all the time. So I would want to do the same with Japanese.
Maybe, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe. Maybe when you bring us here on a tour.
Yeah, I want to do that. Yes. I also really want to do that. So yeah, one day.
Yeah, one day.
One day. I don't know when it's gonna be, but
when we release our album.
Yeah. Yes.
At
exactly.
The end of the year. Yes.
That's wait. I need to just translate this
yes,
one first,
let's
and then
do
you,
that.
Maybe we can talk about your new album. Okay. So. さっき私がこう日本語に訳してる時に何だろうってすごい言ってるのを聞いて、何だろうっていう言葉知ってるよって言って、あの What does it mean? How to say っていう意味だよねみたいな話をしてたんですけど、でまあ日本語を、今回旅で来たついでに結構いろんな日本語を私も教えてるし、なんかねすごいあの話しててそれなんて意味って なんかリピートしてくれるんですよ、その場でコピーしてくれるから、あの耳で覚えようとしてて今は。でそれで意味もちゃんと聞いて、私があのこういう意味だよって説明するとずっとそれをこうリピートして使って、で今のところね、そう大丈夫ですと、すみませんだっけ、すみませんと、あと何々ありますかって、餃子ありますかとか、ビールありますかって、ありますか、一緒にご飯食べた時にそう餃子ありますかって私が言うとの聞いて、そうそうそう、
すごい、
そうそうそう、でそれで今ね、あの、ま、学んでるとこなんだけど、彼がだから要はその母国からアメリカに引っ越した時、最初はそのずっと、そのホームタウン、家、あと国ではドイツ語を勉強してたから英語は全く喋れなかった。今ドイツ語も喋れないんだけど、英語全く喋れなくて本当一から学ばなきゃいけなくって、そのとその、まあ、人が聞いてるのとかをこうコピーして勉強したから、もしかしたらそういう感じで日本語も勉強できるかもしれないねって言ってて、でずっとそう出会った時からね、日本でツアーがしたいっていう話がそうあったから、それでもし来たらその時にまあ完璧にちゃんと日本語を勉強するって約束するよって今言ってくれたんで、もしかしたら maybe soon when you gonna release that new album then?
Oh yeah. We talked about this already. It's a lengthy process. We wrote a lot of songs and laid down tracks for most of them. So we're about 70% done. So I'm anticipating. If we keep going at this pace, hopefully by the end of the year, so maybe the next cherry blossom season,
we
come back and
please
perform in Japan, and that's your responsibility.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm putting that on you, want it or not.
Are you coming back with him? Maybe.
Yeah, Mikey's gonna come and be our Brody.
Yeah.
He's gonna carry our gear. That's what roadies do.
Yeah, definitely. I really want to do that because that's what we talked when we met the first time.
Yeah.
So, like,
we got connected through music and we have common interests.
Yeah.
Yes, it was always interesting, and it still is always interesting to talk to you about music, and that's always kind of what we talk about, and your work, and you being involved with Fly Jam and and promoting musicians and things like that, and me playing music and you also being a musician yourself. So it was always it's always nice to have those conversations because you
that
have a
so
different
true.
Perspective and you know a different background, so and just the fact that you are actively involved in the music industry, it's fun.
Damn, it's so true. Like, you've seen me like involving this Raja man and
yeah.
That is so true. Yeah.
I've seen you like evolve in this space.
Yeah.
And you know, and you've been following kind of our band too, and what we've been doing, and you know, the new music that we released you. You played on your show several times, which we're very, very grateful for. You know, so hopefully we can continue that.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that. Yeah, we will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I'm gonna bring you guys to Japan one day for touring. And
yes, you're gonna be our international manager. I'm not gonna say Japanese manager. I'm not gonna limit ourselves to. Japan only, so
yeah, that is true.
Japan, London, and eventually California.
Even California too. So
yeah. Hollywood.
Yeah. あの本当に最初に出会った時からずっと実はそのステレオタイプインクのバンドのね、日本のツアーやりたいって話を聞いて、それであの連絡取り合ってたんですよ最初は。で、今新しいアルバムの作成中で、まあ、もちろんそのプロのミュージシャンとして活動してる方たちではないので、どうしてもそのアルバムを制作するのに時間がかかってしまうと。でどれくらいかな、半年ぐらい、5ヶ月ぐらい前になんか今そういう新しいアルバム作ってるんだよって話を聞いて、でまだ今 70% ぐらい完成したところだと。で、まあ、このペースでいけばもしかしたらこの、年内に作り終わるかもしれないから、そしたら今度またねこの桜が咲く季節に帰ってきて日本でツアーができるかもしれないっていう話をしていて、 で、あのいつも本当にあのこの2年間ずっと連絡を取り合ってて、やっぱそのお互いその音楽がすごく好きでっていう、そのなんだろう、共通点があって、でずっと本当にフライジャムのことも応援してくださってた方なので、もう何が起こってたかって知ってるんですよ。フライジャムのラジオが始まる前のフライジャムの方も知ってるし、シックスイズパーティーね、2年前参加していただいてるんで、でラジオ始まってからも知ってるし、私がどういう動きをしてどういうミュージシャンを今オーガナイズしてとかっていうのも全部知ってて、本当にあの頭が上がらないんですけども、ずっと応援してくれてるので、うん、いや本当にまたこういうことがこれからも続けるように、なんだろうな、まあ、お互いに頑張って、私たちは私たちでそのフライジャムとして頑張って、彼らは彼らでそのステロタイプインクっていうバンドとして頑張って、いつかはその、まあ、日本だけじゃなくてね、それこそロンドンだったりとか、あとはまあアメリカのカリフォルニアとかね、そういうところ行ってツアーというかギグができたらいいなという話に。い
やもう
カリフォルニアを作るのそうだね、うん、それがいいかもしれない ね、うん、あの世界にいっぱいそういうなんか視点を作りたいねって話は実は帯さんとしてて、うん、なのでまあその延長線上で、うん、うん、絶対いつかは一緒にできるんじゃないかなというふうに思います。
ラジャム、刻みカリフォルニア、
カリ刻みもいっちゃう
香り、You are Mike
Yeah Yeah っ
つって Fly Jam, Salt Lake City
Hi, so thank you for coming, Ethan. It was
really
fun.
Thank you for having me. This was a great experience. Finally.
And this is not the end. This is not the final.
Yes.
I mean, like, you can come back anytime.
Yes.
Or we can talk even over Skype.
Yes,
sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would love to. Yeah, definitely. When we come out with some more material.
Yes.
We can have the entire band.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you for coming. It's Ethan でした。どうもありがとうございました。
ありがとうございます。
はい、いかがでしたでしょうか。なんかすごい感慨深いものがありますね。こうして本当にそんな何が起こるかわからないっていう状況で出会った、人がまさかこういう形で本当に2年間連絡を取り合って、こうしてまた日本でね、あのラジオに迎えることができたということで、本当にその2年前出会った時はまだラジオが始まってなかった時だったので、始まった時も始まったよみたいな、しかもラジオの話もそうしてたの、その時にちょうどどうやったらそのプロモートできるかなって話をしたら、アメリカの人はみんな結構ラジオ聞くからラジオとかやってみたらいいんじゃないみたいな感じで言ってて、そのアドバイスもあって実はこのラジオ始まったんですよ。そう、イヴァンのそのね、アドバイスがあったから今このラジオムレディオがあるので、ね、そういう意味ではすごい本当に感慨深いものがあって、すごいテイクやめなさいテイクやめなさい楽しくできてよかったです。またね、これが終わらないようにこれからちょっと頑張っていきたいと思いますので、皆さんよろしくお願いいたします。そしてこのフラージャムレディオなんですけれども、毎週火曜日と木曜日、火曜日が日本語で木曜日が英語で放送しております。この後英語で木曜日も放送しますので、こちらもぜひ聞いてみてください。ではご視聴ありがとうございました。バイバイ。